Iraqis vote tomorrow in their first election since the rise and fall of the Islamic State group. Its caliphate has been destroyed, but Iraq, where Australia joined the coalition to wage war over a decade ago, remains one of the world's most dangerous countries, and the next government has more to contend with than terrorism. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
This is Iraq's first election since the defeat of the Islamic State, and politicians like this one are promising change. Voters like Mohammed al-Wali are keen to see what the future holds for their country.
There's a sense of excitement. There's also a sense of anxiety because this is a pretty important election. It's after ISIS, and people want to know where it goes from there.
He's a PhD student living overseas and has already voted. Tomorrow, those inside Iraq will have their say on the future.
The biggest concern for people is now economics and welfare, basically. And although security, for instance, is an issue, people are also looking forward to have a better life.
Whoever emerges as the next prime minister faces the challenge of rebuilding the war-torn country. Luqman Faili is Iraq's former ambassador to the United States.
Terrorism has not won. We know that much. People have won. But now we need to do more than that.
Many of today's problems can be traced back to the 2003 US-led invasion which Australia participated in. It toppled Saddam Hussein's dictatorship and installed a democracy. Then US President George Bush promised a more peaceful future.
We will defend our freedom. We will bring freedom to others. And we will prevail.
But estimates suggest that 500,000 people were killed by mid-2011 for reasons linked to the war, although coalition partners stopped counting. US administrators set about purging the influence of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, and members of his Sunni minority were indiscriminately removed from jobs and the military. Lydia Khalil is a fellow at the Lowy Institute. She says this fanned future insecurity.
Many people who were removed from de-Ba'athification were without a livelihood, and that led to a lot of dissatisfaction, which then created opposition, which led to the insurgency, and then carried on over into other terrorist groups and al-Qaeda in Iraq, and ultimately the Islamic State.
In the 4 years since the last election, Iraq lost a third of its territory to the Islamic State, then won it back in fighting that killed tens of thousands. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi cast the voters a referendum on that victory and stands a good chance of being returned as part of a coalition government.
He's trying to position himself as the one who drove the Islamic State out of Iraq, the one who took back the territory and who's strong on law and order and Iraqi nationalism.
To prevent another ethnic dictatorship, Iraq's parliament reserves quotas for Shia, Sunni and Kurdish leaders, as well as for women. Politicians, including Abadi, have reached across sectarian divides. Nearly 50% of the population is under 19 years old, and young voters are pushing them towards a more tolerant kind of politics. But Lydia Khalil says that many Iraqis are still concerned about corruption and political inertia.
Many of these politicians that are running this time around have run previously. There's not many fresh new faces. Many of them have campaigned on platforms of security and stability and anti-corruption and national unity before with no real change.
Protesters have taken to the streets in their thousands in recent years. And former Ambassador Luqman Faili sees corruption as the cause of other evils.
The root cause of terrorism has been corruption. Corruption is a deep state, and that's what we need to address.
He foresees future problems if the rot can't be stopped.
My concern about this is that democracy will be in challenge. Democracy should be one of the key tools for us to improve our political systems in a region which is not democratic. So we are in a hostile environment. We need to show that we can be the beacon for change where sectarianism and others have not won and terrorism has been defeated. We have shown it on the battlefield. We need to show it now on the ballot box.
A lot at stake. Luqman Faili, former Iraqi ambassador to the United States. Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.